If you have never faced down a miniature steam locomotive barreling towards you, let me just say, it is not as much fun as you may think. I know at theme parks, miniature trains may not look as dangerous as an Amtrak locomotive, but try standing in the middle of the tracks with one racing towards you. Actually, don't! That's a really dumb idea. Let me be clear, I am definitely telling you that you should not stand on train tracks when a train, big or small, is approaching. Thing is, and I know you may find this hard to believe, because it is something you might expect to see in one of those old cartoons now banned due to its excessive violence, I had actually reached the midpoint in the tunnel when the huge, rumbling, chugging, smoke-spewing miniature locomotive entered the tunnel. Running faster than I have ever run in my life, I sprinted back out of the tunnel and attempted to run back across the train trestle. I say attempted because right then, at the other end of the trestle, the robotic wolf emerged from forested evergreens and charged at me. Draped around its head was what remained of a gnawed leather gun belt. Don't ask me how it escaped the crypt. I will only suggest you watch the movie Terminator before you consider buying a robotic dog as part of your home security package. I emerged from the tunnel. The good news was that the train's whistle drowned out the growls of the robotic wolf rushing at me. Bad news was, there was no place for me to escape except over the wobbly wooden train trestle rail. I stood with the front half of my boots on two train ties, heels over a deep gorge. My death grip on the trembling train trestle railing seemed, at best, shaky. One thing I will say about the robotic wolf. It had the good sense to run from the train. As soon as the locomotive's front headlight lit it up, the creature whirled and, still dragging what remained of the leather gun belt under its belly, let out in a sprint. Unfortunately, at that moment, the gnawed leather gun belt's buckle got snagged between two train trestle ties. So there was the robotic wolf about 10 yards to my left, running in place, its bushy, burly robotic wolf legs a blackish-gray blur. To my right, no more than 40 yards away, was the thundering miniature locomotive, its tiny steel wheels causing the trestle to quake. I still can't believe I did this, and I am sure the Advancement of Artificial Intelligence for Animals Rights Group will have a hissy fit if they ever read this. But at that moment, I climbed back over the quaking train trestle railing. With the locomotive bearing down on me, I sprinted towards the psychotic robotic wolf in an attempt to save it. I almost got there in time.